producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. This weekend edition is going to be almost exclusively, all of it will be recorded live from the Silver Summit and Resource Expo put on by Cambridge House and Catoosa Research. This summit is taking part in San Francisco, and much like, I would say, the recent investment conference that I reported from in New Orleans, it's definitely smaller, but I have to say, so far the audience is looking interested and larger than I thought, so kudos to these guys for getting some faces and some heads out here. Right now, to kick off the show, I'm talking to one of my favorite resource guys in the industry, that's Brent Cook. Brent, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here, Corey.
Now, Brent, I want to talk about the general investment theme that you are looking at currently. When we were talking off mic, I believe you and I have some similarities in our thoughts on how people should be investing or could be investing in the resource sector. Not necessarily going out there and buying everything and not necessarily sitting on their hands. We have seen kind of a bottoming process throughout this year for the precious metals. And with the stocks, we've seen some stocks perform quite well. In your mind, what should investors that do have some capital that aren't short-term traders look to be doing in this industry?
Well, I think it's important to realize that this is a cyclical industry. You know, metals, mining, commodities in general are cyclical. It's been that way since the salt traders back in Africa, pre-BC. And it's that way again. And right now, you look around the world, and it's hard to find anything positive with regards to metals, commodities, precious metals. It's bad. It is really, really bad out there. And I've been negative for about 4 years now on this and been very cautious. But right now I'm looking out and I'm saying, you know, this is industry is not going to go away. That's for sure. We're using more than we're finding. That's for sure. And this is the time to start buying into it. And so I'm can surprise a lot of my colleagues, but I'm actually pretty positive, and I'm looking to add to my portfolio and probably add another top-notch geologist to Exploration Insights so we can cover a lot more ground. I'm positive.
You bring up some good points there, one being absolutely the narrative around the precious metals sector is so negative right now because of what you're seeing around the world. Slowdown in China, slowdown globally, and potentially higher or slowly raising interest rates in the U.S. All of these are negative for the precious metals, but by you taking on another geologist, you even mentioned that you're going to continue to cover the juniors, but also look at some of the mid-tiers too, correct?
Yeah, I mean, my specialty and what I really love is exploration and discovery. That's where the real money gets made if you can find something early on or recognize it early on. The problem we face right now is that maybe 10% of the junior explorers on the venture exchange have enough money to do anything significant. What I suspect is going to happen when this turns is that the first money is going to be made in the mid-tier producers, one or two deposits that are profitable, not under a lot of debt, with a deposit that looks good. That's good. Their share price will improve, and those will be the first takeout candidates that the majors are going to go after when they wake up to the fact that they've canned all their geologists, stopped development, etc. So I think that's the place to be, and that's why I'm bringing on another geologist, I hope to anyway, to really focus on that section of the sector.
Now, do you think we need to see substantially higher metals prices for these takeovers to start happening, or will the takeovers start before the gold or silver price really takes off?
Well, we've had takeovers, you know, off and on over the past 4 years. I don't think that's going to change. Certainly a higher metal price is going to be an impetus to start moving on that sort of thing. So I'm not really focused on the metal price per se. What I'm really focused on, I think this is what we've got to think about, is these companies are out there to turn a profit. I don't really get involved in the, you know, end of the world scenarios and that sort of thing. I don't think that's the proper way to go about it. We're looking at these as businesses. We're looking at deposits as what's it going to cost to build it? What's it going to cost to mine it? How much are you going to make in the end? What's the bottom line? If you look at it in that respect, I think you're going to do a lot better.
Do you like the companies that currently are in production, or do you like the ones that are looking to come on production in the next year or two?
Both. Again, it comes down to the same thing. Is it a good deposit? Is it going to make money? Do we understand the geology, the cost behind that? Certainly, you know, in the Exploration Insights portfolio, we own a few. Richmont comes to mind, and Premier Gold. Those are two companies we own that are coming into production and have good deposits. So that's the sort of thing that we're going to focus on and add to.
Well, it's funny that you mention Richmont, because we followed Richmont for the last little while. Well, they have been improving their production numbers. And that's one of the things that I actually like about the industry right now, when you look at these mid-tiers, is you can dive into their financials and dive into their production actual results and realize that, A, they're going to be around for a while, even if metals prices stay where they are, and B, they're not going to need to go to the market because they are managing to make some money.
Exactly. Looking at Richmont, they're going deeper in their deposit, and it's basically twice as good at depth. It's about twice as thick and twice the grade, and they can fund that development out of the current operation. So you're right, we're not going to be burdened with debt, and we're going to have a more profitable deposit looking forward.
Now, let's talk about some of the juniors, because your specialty really is the juniors. You're fantastic at isolating the ones that are good, and you have no problem telling people ones that you do not like. What are some of the juniors that you like and that you're watching, and why?
I'm watching a lot. I own a few. Again, I'm not going to give away my whole portfolio, but I think one that I've talked about a lot in the past has been a company called Mirasol Resources. They've got a few joint ventures going, one being drilled by Yamana right now in the Andes of Chile. The fellow in charge, Steve Nano, I've worked with him in the past in Argentina and in Chile and in Australia, so I know him. He's top quality. They've got about $22 million in the bank. They're going to survive, and during this downturn, they're picking up ground that they've been after for a long time. So that's the style of junior explorer you want to own right now.
What's your feeling on the project generators?
Again, if they've got the cash to go out right now and do deals on property, I was just talking to someone who's working in Peru and Chile, and projects that used to have to pay a couple million to get into, you can buy now for $50,000 and a bit of a commitment, because nobody wants them. So this is the time companies with the money to turn up and acquire projects, do a bit of work on them, and then vend them out to the majors as the majors begin to realize they need new product.
So it sounds like you're paying attention to and like the strategy of some of these companies that are using their cash to acquire other properties and then develop those a little bit, not necessarily work only on the properties that they have.
At the right price, exactly. I mean, you know, your odds of discovery is so low, you've got to churn through a lot of projects to make that discovery. And that's the advantage of the prospect generator model, is that they can churn through a lot more projects than someone who just drills everything down their own. So that's the advantage of it, and that's if they're in the situation right now where they can acquire new projects, they're going to do well.
So do you think that we might see a new area play come into the industry at all, or do you think that we're going to keep on kind of developing the ones that we already know are out there?
It's tough to call. I mean, there's certainly parts of the world that are left to be explored, but the area play idea, I think, is something from the past that people keep bringing up as what's going to save the sector. I don't see that happening. I think it's, again, comes down to the specific property, the specific company, and what is there, what could be there, and understanding that as early as possible.
Brent, it's always great chatting with you. I love your insights, and I agree with them.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Continuing our live coverage from the floor of the Silver Summit and Resource Expo. I have a company that I want to introduce to all of our audience out there. The company's name is Entree Gold, trading on the TSX. under the symbol ETG, also on the NYSE EGI. So if anybody wants to check out that symbol, I have sitting down with me Robert Sintas, the Vice President of Corporate Development. Robert, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Now, let's start off by talking about the properties that Entree holds. There is one in Nevada, one in Mongolia, different structure that is around here ownership-wise. First, take us through the Mongolian property, please.
Sure. Basically, Entree Gold is involved in a 20% joint venture on the northern and southern extensions of the Oyu Tolgoi complex, which is currently being mined and developed by Rio Tinto through their ownership of Turquoise Hill Resources. We've had this joint venture for several years, since 2002. It's a copper-gold porphyry. It's one of the largest porphyries in the world, and currently it's been mined through an open pit, not on our ground, but on the Turquoise Hill ground. But there's a very large underground, very high-grade deposit that it's basically a very large, high-grade deposit. Its portions on our deposit are about 2% copper equivalent, so very, very nice high-grade deposit.
Entree is not under any obligation to pay any money up front or anything. You essentially can just sit on this property and wait, hopefully, until it starts getting actually mined.
That's correct. The terms of the agreement are we are carried in that we're debt financed by Rio at prime plus 2%, and repayment of any capital only comes out of 90% of production. Our portion of the block cave is several years away yet. I would probably estimate upwards of 10 years, but as they move forward on this deposit, each year that goes by, it'll get closer and closer. So we'll anxiously await, but the key thing is we don't have to come up with any capital to develop this.
All right, let's move on to the Nevada property. There's been a fair amount of work done just this year, a new PEA that was released. Can you take us through where the Nevada property stands and exactly what you find is in the ground there?
So the project is outside of the town of Yerington, and it's a large copper porphyry. Last year, we decided to do a large drill program to drill out the existing deposit to a measured and indicated category. We were quite successful in that, so that 95% of the PEA pit is now in a measured and indicated category with only 5% inferred remaining. Right now, in the pit, there's 5.1 billion pounds of recoverable copper. We also move forward to do a very detailed metallurgical program to support the PEA, and that's showing a 92% copper recovery, and it's creating a 30% copper concentrate. And the important thing to note here is that it's clean. There's no deleterious elements in it that have been identified, so this should be a very saleable concentrate. Right now, it's looking at a 21-year mine life through an open pit with a life of mine strip ratio of 2-to-1. All-in sustaining costs are quite attractive. They are $1.57 per pound of copper. This is once the deposit is up and running.
Let's talk about some of the management team, because there has been a recent change at the top of the company. Can you take us through that, please?
That's right. Greg Crowe, who was the president and CEO since the inception of the company back in 2002, has stepped down, and in replacement, we have Steve Scott, who's come in as the interim CEO. And this has kind of been in the works for a while. Greg was very successful in developing the company to where it is now, putting the projects together. And Steve has been brought on. He has a lot of experience through his previously working for Rio Tinto, doing a lot of mergers and acquisitions and deals. So we're really happy to have Steve on board and look forward to him helping us move the projects ahead and perhaps doing some sort of acquisitions or perhaps even some M&A activity in the months or years to come.
Well, what does interest me especially about this company, and one of the reasons why I wanted to bring Entre onto the show, was Entre was introduced to me by one of the speakers here at the conference by saying, look at their cash position. Right now in your treasury, Entre has about $25 million U.S., so there's some wiggle room to definitely make some waves out there in the industry, isn't there?
That's right. It is an attractive amount of money, but we're also trying to be very prudent with that money, and we recently have done some cutbacks on both in management within the head office, but also at some of the other projects. Basically, look after that sum and put it to work as best as possible. So, you know, we're confident that that'll allow us to carry us through the next several years, hopefully do some sort of, put it to work and do some sort of acquisition and prudently maintain that sum.
Well, and that is the direction that the company is moving in, correct? I think that this Nevada property is very well developed. The Mongolian property, as you said, just a carried interest. So now the company's focus is on going out there and finding some good deals. Any certain areas that you're looking at or certain metals that you're going to be focused on?
Well, anything that really makes sense. Our comfort zone always has been copper and gold, but we will look at some other assets as well, and we're trying to focus on secure, safe jurisdictions. We're very comfortable in the U.S., in Canada, certainly looking at some ideas throughout parts of Latin America.
Please take us through the share structure now. How many shares are outstanding, and what are some of the large shareholders? Because that's always an interest of our audience and of myself. I think it's very important to know who the shareholders are and know how many shares are outstanding.
Yeah, currently there's 147 million issued and outstanding. Our market cap is varying right now. It's in Canada, it's in the $45 to $50 million range, and in the U.S. maybe around $35 million right now. Our largest shareholder at 11.1% of the issued and outstanding is Sandstorm Gold. They came in originally through a large financing in 2013 when they did a streaming agreement on a portion of the gold and silver from our Oyu Tolgoi project. And they also did a private placement of $10 million. After that, we have Rio Tinto, about 10%. They came in 2006, I believe. That was for the Oyu Tolgoi project. And also Turquoise Hill, which is 51% owned by Rio Tinto. So together, those are just under 20% ownership. After that is Caisse de Dépôt, based in Quebec, a large pension fund. And they've been with us since the beginning. And those are the largest shareholders.
Robert, thank you for your time. Everybody go check out Entre Gold. Stick around. We are going to be right back with Axel Merck.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Continuing to listen to our live coverage from the floor of the Silver Summit and Resource Expo here in San Francisco. I am joined by somewhat regular guest on our show and someone who I like to get a number of different opinions from, Mr. Axel Merck from Merck Investments. Axel, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you.
Now, Axel, I want to start off by talking about the U.S. dollar. When we are recording this, it is early on in the week, so not sure which direction the dollar will move, but it is knocking on the 100-point level on the U.S. dollar index. How significant do you think this level is if it does break 100 points? And what do you think the overall trend is for the dollar moving forward?
Well, it's certainly significant for journalists because they get something to write about. The positioning in the market, if one looks at the futures market, is fairly extreme right now. A couple of months ago, we had that already before we had a major sell-off in the dollar. And so whenever you have these positions to be extreme, odds are it's going to reverse, at least in the short term. Now, having said that, the folks who are buying the euro, for example, they're on the sidelines because Draghi is promising to utilize his bazooka to fix just about every problem in the world. Now, my own view is that the dollar has been rising in conjunction with the equity markets. That's something that's not supposed to be happening. The dollar is supposed to be rising in a flight to safety. And so I kind of throw the question back and saying, if you think the equity markets are going to continue to rise, then yes, the dollar has a chance of continuing to roll higher. having said that, I've been rather pessimistic about the equity market. So my own take is that, if anything, there might be a selling on the news when the Fed comes out with its decision in December.
Well, and that, I think, is what a lot of traders are looking to right now, is what the Fed is going to do. But you are right. This environment that we're in with the equity markets moving higher and the dollar moving higher isn't something we normally see. But I think for the dollar, at least, that is all due to, you know, comparing it to the other currencies out there and the weakness in the euro and the trouble that China has been having, or at least the slowdown, that it seems like people are more than happy to flood into the dollar, right?
Well, sure, but there's a price for everything, right? I mean, Apple is a great company, yet some people have lost money in Apple buying at the top, so to speak. And so similarly, yes, rates are going up in the dollar zone, but last time I checked, we were still at zero. And so we've had all this talk about rising rates. We're finally going to get a little bit of a rate hike. Now, conversely, in the rest of the world, if you take the eurozone, by all means, Draghi has shown that he can surprise the markets, and that's why nobody wants to kind of put out their hand and catch a falling knife. At the same time, the euro has been used as a funding currency, meaning interest rates are lower in the eurozone than in the U.S., and so when people feel good when they borrow money in euros, but conversely, if they become more risk-averse, if they think suddenly that maybe companies don't reach their sales targets, or maybe all this terrorism around the world is negative for the markets, well, they'll have to reduce their leverage positions, which is then bad for the dollar, good for the euro. And so that's the context in which I see it.
Now, talking about the Fed, they have expressed a concern about letting the dollar get too high, and that goes hand in hand with hurting the U.S. equity markets, because the higher dollar is not necessarily good for a lot of companies, especially the ones that export a lot of their goods.
That's true, except, of course, every central bank out there has complained about their currency being too strong, so it depends who's complaining the loudest. And do keep in mind that the U.S. economy only has about 14% of its GDP due to exports. And so when you have such a low exposure compared to some other markets, you have a little bit more flexibility. Now, having said that, I do think it's a bit a simplification to think that the U.S. is not dependent on exports. We see it in the earnings. Companies are suffering with a strong dollar. Of course, it's a great excuse when you miss earnings. You just blame it on a dollar.
It is, unfortunately. But talking about the individual on the street, the higher dollar is actually better for the average citizen, is it not?
Well, in the short term, I mean, supposedly the fuel at the pump is cheaper. That's kind of the prime example. But last time I checked, we've had lower fuel prices for some time, yet the consumers don't go out on a spending spree. And the reason is they're spending more on healthcare, and they don't feel quite that secure about their jobs and all kinds of other things. So we do have all kinds of other headwinds. And so, yes, the strong dollar, if we had a policy that supported a strong dollar, I'd be all up for that. I just don't see how we can have that in the long run, most notably because I don't think we can afford positive real interest rates. Because ultimately, it doesn't matter whether the Fed hikes rates or not. It matters whether real interest rates go up. And I don't see we can afford positive real interest rates. And so in a country with a current account deficit, that's medium-term bad news for the currency.
I would agree with you on that. Let's shift focus a little bit and talk about the resources, because we are at a resource show. But also, let's continue to focus on the higher dollar, because the higher dollar does hurt resources, does it not?
Well, I mean, clearly, the higher dollar, generally speaking, means lower prices for commodities. Now, there are lots of other dynamics playing out. And we're reaching a point in a bunch of commodities where it might be cheaper for the producers to go out and buy the commodity in the market rather than getting it out of the ground. And that can create some very interesting dynamics down the road, because when the producers starting to buy the stuff in the market, well, suddenly you're going to have shortages, and then you're going to get price spikes. So overall, I do expect volatility in commodity markets to increase. That's going to hopefully wake up some people, and maybe some people will think that we have a bottom then.
Do you think a further move down in at least the precious metals would be good for the overall market, in a sense that people would be so washed out that there would be bargain hunters that would start to come into the market, and it could rise from there?
I think that those that wanted to sell are really out. many people don't think they want to buy at this stage. The market, as I see them right now, there's a couple of speculators that like to jerk the markets around. So we had a little bit of a rally, and then people have their stop losses in there just to be safe in case it comes back down. Well, sure enough, the volume isn't that huge, and so they push it down, they break the stops, and things come down from there. I don't see so much conviction either way. I just see speculators jerking these markets around a little bit. I do think that we will get more buying in once a broader range of people appreciate that real interest rates don't really go up. And this boogeyman of this rate hike that doesn't really mean anything on a real basis is going to go out of the way.
It would be so crucial to have some renewed interest in there from some other investors that I think have been out of the market for a while, because that's what we're seeing in the precious metals, in a lot of the resources, is this gyration sideways.
Well, I mean, the way I see it, I always considered investing in precious metals as diversification. What should you put your money in the current environment? To me, central banks have inflated just about all asset prices, while gold in particular has a zero correlation, the price of gold, towards equities in the long run. And so as such, I kind of like it that people don't have too much interest in gold right now, because it means that when people get out of what's popular, meaning stocks, some of the money might go to gold. And, of course, it might go to other things as well, but as such, gold is something that I do like to have in my portfolio.
Why don't you think money has been flowing into the gold market over this year when we have been moving?
Because if you listen to the media, the Fed seems to be at 5% or something like that. I mean, because we have a rate hike every 5 seconds, and people haven't realized that we haven't really had a rate hike. Now, in all fairness, as you pointed out, I mean, it depends on what they do in the rest of the world. They have been trying to debase their currencies quite strongly, and at least they're talking about a rate hike. But yes, people are spooked about it. Now, if you take since 1970, price of gold has appreciated an average of almost 8% a year. And so historically, gold has always done well. People are always just concerned what's going to happen going forward, because they cannot imagine that this piece of brick is going to be worth something. Well, it turns out that the paper money we have is really worth much less than that, and that's why the price of gold is outperforming in the long run. At least that's our take.
Which is a good comment. Let's quickly touch on what is on every trader's mind, and that is potential Fed rate hike. Do you think it will happen in December? More importantly, what do you think the process will be after, if it does happen?
Yeah, right now, as we talk, the probability has actually moved up to the low 70s, meaning over 70% chance of a rate hike. So I do think that's quite likely. The officials have been talking themselves in the corner that it will happen. I think we'll have a sell the news environment, meaning selling the dollar on the news. And by the way, I think the market might, in that context, also be selling off.
Axel, always enjoy chatting with you. Everyone, go check out Merck Investments. Axel did do a gold webinar last week. I hope everybody checked that out. We did have a link to it on our site. As always, Axel, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. Is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad? This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back. Continuing our live coverage from the floor of the Silver Summit and Resource Expo here in San Francisco. So far, it's been quite an interesting show. One day through, the crowd's definitely bigger than I expected, and still some companies out here that I think people do need to pay attention to. As always, check out some of our weekend specials for some special coverage of companies that are here and definitely have a life. Right now, I have on a new guest for us, a guest that I think really understands what's going on investment-wise in resources right now. His name is Robert Mullen. He is a partner and portfolio manager for the Real Assets Equity Income Funds. Robert, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Robert, I want to dive into your philosophy, investment thesis for the resource funds, especially in your fund, because your fund, I think, might have some of the safest investments out there because you're very selective. And, well, tell our audience, what are the stocks that you look for in resources?
Well, that's right. I mean, I've been managing resource assets for close to 20 years now, and I've spent my fair share of time looking at junior explorers, and I actually managed a gold fund for a period of time. But what my partner and I have been focusing on for the last 6 years in the Real Assets Equity Income Fund is a broad-based portfolio across energy, mining, chemicals, paper, steel, transportation, infrastructure, and ag, of companies that are high dividend paying resource equities. And really we're focusing on that for a couple of reasons. One of which is we think it's a unique idea to be able to generate what we really think is an inflation protected income. I know people will look at tips and think that's inflation protected income, but really at that point you're trusting the government to tell you what inflation is. But what we are is we're a collector of inflation protected cash flow streams in the form of energy and mining and other resource companies who have good enough deposits to pay out a significant dividend while at the same time growing, at least sustaining and even growing their operations. So we believe in looking at companies that have significant free cash flow generations. That's the first place that we start. Right now the portfolio as a whole, it's kind of an anomaly in a zero interest rate environment world. But our partnership has a high single digit yield now, north of 8%. In a world where treasuries are trading at 2%. So, and these are all equities. There's no debt or very little debt in the fund. We think it's a pretty interesting time to be paid very well to wait, and yet still get a fair amount of upside in what we think will eventually be a much better resource market to come in the next few years.
Well, even yielding a high single-digit percentage in the market that we've been in for resource stocks, just commodity stocks in general, that's saying something. It means that there is some protection with the stocks that you're selecting, obviously, because of the nice cash flow numbers and obviously strong balance sheet.
Yeah, high dividends come out two ways, one of which is companies have dividends that are too high and the stock price falls, reflecting the fact that they can't pay it. But the other is when you actually have great cash flowing assets, but equities caught up in a bear market where you have enough people, enough holders who are selling for non-economic reasons that the stocks go down to levels that generate these tremendous yields from very safe underlying cash flows. We are very firmly in the latter camp right now. And, we're not interested in companies that can pay out, 5 or 10% for a few years and then are going to have to cut the dividend or are overburdened by debt. We really want the companies with great economic assets that can pay us, anywhere from 5 to as much as 15%, depending on the industry and where they are in their maturity level. And then we package those together for our investors, and we think it's a pretty good way to play the resource space.
Now, geographically, where do you find these stocks that you're interested in, these high dividend paying?
Yeah, about 40% are U.S., about another 30 to 35% are up in Canada, and then the rest are sort of a balance of Europe. We have a fair amount of exposure in Norway, a little bit down in South Africa. We actually just recently opened an office in Johannesburg. We will go to wherever the opportunities are, but they do tend to be in the resource-rich nations.
Now, earlier on in this interview, you mentioned this inflation-protected assets that you were looking into. We've been through arguably a period of deflation, especially for commodity prices, but yet your fund has still returned positive gains. How is that possible to have the protection of even when commodities are going down, you do well, but then when inflation picks up, you do even better?
Yeah, well, I will say over the course of the 5.5 years we've run the fund, we've managed to maintain people's capital. We made a little money early. It's been a tough headwinds over the last couple of years, but the benefits of our portfolio are that we've lost considerably less than the rest of the resource spectrum has. But really, the focus that we have is making sure that the dividends are sustainable. But really, the differentiating factor, just to get back to sort of deflation versus inflation, when people picture resource income, most of what they're looking at currently are pipelines, MLPs, maybe even REITs, real estate investment trusts. And those are structures that overwhelmingly have benefited from deflation, from falling interest rates. People were willing to, trade REITs and MLPs to, 12, 15, even as much as 20 times cash flow because rates were going down. We believe that inflation-protected income is going to be the ability to deliver higher income as interest rates rise because an inflationary environment is coming around. We don't think MLPs or REITs or utilities are going to be nearly as well positioned for that environment. They've raised tens of billions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars in those types of structures, but there are very few portfolios of assets that are really put together to generate higher and higher income in a rising interest rate environment if what's driving those rates higher is inflation. And that's what we've done with our fund, which we think is a pretty unique beast.
I think it is unique, and I'm also curious as to these stocks that you're in that have been paying dividend and that you seem very confident that will continue to pay dividend, have they bottomed or have they gone through a pullback to any degree that we've seen in all juniors, even mid-tier, even some of the major companies?
Yeah, well, it really varies across the portfolio. We have some companies that have managed to sort of hold steady this year or even make a little bit of money, but it's been on the back of tremendous cash flows. You know, our largest position is in a propane shipper that I think I may have mentioned paid us a 15% dividend last quarter. That's not an annualized number. That's a single quarter. So that stock is, despite that, only up modestly this year. We have other names that are in things like the coke processing area, some of the energy names, as well as some of the agricultural MLPs, where they're yielding well into double digits, and those stocks are down 50 to maybe as much as 70% off their highs. So it's they are certainly, while the businesses are well insulated, sometimes the stocks are not, and that's really the opportunity for investors to come in today.
Can you give us some names that you're interested in that your fund has, either positions or not positions in?
Sure. You know, in the precious metal space, we've been big fans of the royalty companies. Clearly, they generate a lot of free cash. There are some producing companies, say like a Tahoe Resources, like a Mandalay Resources, both of which, even in a $1,000 gold price environment and a very challenging silver price environment, you know, you look at the quarterly numbers and they generate enough cash to not only cover their operations and provide some growth capital, but pay, you know, mid-single digit yields as well. So to us, that's really the kind of defining factor of what we want to see. In the energy space, there are some companies like a Crescent Point Energy or Vermilion Energy. You know, again, there's agricultural names, but it's the values that we're seeing in the current market are really spread all the way across the resource spectrum.
It sounds very much like this is a financial statement game. You really need to dive into cash flows and balance sheets to figure out just how healthy these companies are.
Yeah, I mean, the ultimate arbiter of whether a resource deposit is economic is the statement of cash flows. And to us, you learn a lot about a company, how it operates in a low commodity price environment. And if they are able to muscle through and, you know, the kind of tape that we have today and, you know, not only cover their ops, grow, put some money aside for cash on the balance sheet, maybe pay down a little debt and a big dividend as well, that's really telling you something.
Now, as a quick little comment, where do you think commodity prices are going?
Yeah, I think, you know, I have a tough enough time calling the long term. Short term, I'm not even going to try. But I will say that I think a great deal of the recent commodity price correction has been more driven by market structure than actual what it's been attributed to is emerging market demand.
Thanks for your input, Robert. Very, very interesting. Anybody who wants to check out Robert's fund, go to raeif.com. We're going to be right back with the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.